for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Or LHBCOnline.com.
There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Meeting service of September the 1st, 1990. Reverend Joe Popel is the minister.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
But she said when we prayed for the First Lady that her ears popped, and she don't know just what has happened, but I believe that maybe you've already been healed. Let's just check them. Turn around. You believe that too? All right. Praise God. And I didn't even call you to come up here. You must have been determined or something. I beg your pardon? You thought maybe I didn't see you. Let's pray for this gentleman here. And which ear is it, sir?
Both ears.
About the same? And about how much loss would you say?
Well, it depends on the frequency. About 30 decibels at the moment frequency.
And it's...
About 80%.
Because of loud noise?
Machinery.
All right. With your permission, I'm going to put my fingers in your ears as we pray. And let's look to the Lord Jesus to heal this gentleman of this hearing loss, both ears, which is industrial-related hearing loss. Omnipotent Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, just touch this gentleman's ears. Cause your virtue to flow into his ears. Create normality. Heal every part of the ear. Cause the hearing nerve condition to become perfectly normal. Heal whatever part of the ears may be affected. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, it happened, didn't it? It sure did. Thank God. You just felt them open up? Is that what you...
Oh, yeah.
All right, sir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's great, isn't he? The Lord Jesus is great, isn't he? Isn't he wonderful? Thank God. Wasn't it so wonderful that the Lord was willing to come down and just down Calvary's cross that we might have this wonderful hope? Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. It wasn't because we were worthy. I wasn't. You might have been. I don't think you were, though. But he loved us, didn't he? Amen. Praise God. You're with him. All right. And which ear is it? And about how long have you been deaf in that ear?
Ever since I could remember.
Ever since you can remember. You mean since you were a little girl? And did you go to a doctor to find out about it?
No, but I have been to doctors after I grew up. But when I was a child, we didn't go to doctors.
I mean, with the ear.
No, I went to a doctor about a year ago when I got my hearing aid, and they told me that they couldn't do anything for that ear.
Did you wear the hearing ear in this?
Hearing aid in this ear or in this one?
In this ear, but they said they couldn't do anything with this left ear.
Right.
Well, let's believe the Lord Jesus tonight to touch this dear lady. And, you know, just because the good doctors can't do anything, and thank God for the good doctors, but, you know, sometimes they just can't do it, can they? But Jesus can do it, can he?
Amen.
And let's just believe God. And I'm going to just put both of my fingers in your ears, if that's all right. And let's believe God to increase the hearing in this right ear and to put hearing in this left ear, which has been totally deaf as long as you can remember. All right, let's believe the Lord together. Dear Heavenly Father, you see this lady tonight. And Lord, you know all about this long-standing deafness condition in this left ear. And Lord Jesus, you know what caused this ear to be deaf. You know the cause, Lord, of this ear being deaf. And dear Lord Jesus, I pray that you shall heal this left ear completely. Heal every part of this ear. And Lord, I ask you to heal the right ear and cause the hearing to be increased in the right ear. Cause her to be able to hear normally in both of her ears for the glory of God in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the authority, the eternal word of God, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command this deafness to go. I command this left ear to open up, and the right ear to receive increased hearing in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can hear.
I can hear.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Where do you live?
Here.
Here in Alabama?
I live right here on the campground.
On the campground?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
What is your name?
Mary Dad.
Is this a good place to live?
It really is.
And you mean to tell me that you've been deaf in that left ear as long as you could remember?
Yes.
You'd never heard in it before that you knew
of? Not that I know of.
And that's been at least 4 or 5 years, hasn't it? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Put your finger in this ear, please, ma'am. Put your finger in that ear. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can hear. Are you reading my lips? Are you reading my lips?
I can read my lips.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Wonderful.
It's wonderful.
Praise
now,
the
Lord. Now, we don't want to get too emotional or anything like that, do we? But it is exciting, isn't it? Because you've never heard in that ear, as far as you know.
That's right. Praise
well, let's just check it again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I can hear you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we'll just keep praising the Lord for it.
This is our hearing aid. This is bad, and this is pretty bad, too. I guess I'll take them out.
All right, this gentleman wears 2 hearing aids, and the right ear is the worst.
Yeah, right ear is the worst.
And, it's been about 4 years?
For this one, yes.
For the right ear.
And then this one been going bad for about 2 years.
All right, sir, with your permission, I'm going to put my fingers in your ears as we pray. Is that all right?
Why?
Because I read where Jesus did that. And if he did that, then I feel like that's all right to do, don't you?
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you for this gentleman. Thank you because he loves you with all of his heart. And Lord, you know the cause of this deafness. You know this right ear, which has been affected for the past 4 years, which went deaf about 4 years ago. And Lord, I just ask you to cause your virtue to flow. I ask you, Lord, to heal this gentleman by the power of God. Cause your virtue to flow into these ears. Cause the hearing to become perfectly normal. Cause him to be able to hear good so that he shall not have to depend on the hearing aids. Lord, just heal him completely by the power of the Word of God. In Jesus' name, and I rebuke this partial deafness, I rebuke it in the name of the Lord Jesus and command it to leave his ears. The glory of God. Amen. Amen.
Something opened up.
Something opened up. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is your name, sir?
Jim Womelbaugh. He's not doing ours tonight.
Not doing ours tonight. Well, Jesus can. Jesus did something with somebody's eyes. Well, let's look to the Lord. Some lady back here said that something happened to her eyes.
Well, good.
Did you have surgery for cataracts, or you just have a cataract condition, or what?
Implant here that didn't work, and the retina back there is bad, and this one is going bad too.
All right. Lady said that he would go blind if the Lord doesn't give him a miracle. He's had an implant. Lens implant in the right eye, but it was unsuccessful. And let's just look to the Lord Jesus together. Precious Lord, wonderful Lord Jesus, Holy One of Israel. Lord, I just ask you to touch this gentleman's eyes, even as you've touched his ears. Just ask you, Lord, to heal him, give him a miracle, Lord. This right eye, Lord, where you had the lens implant, which was unsuccessful, I just ask you to perform a miracle, Lord. Give him a normal lens condition in both eyes. Lord, heal the eyes by the power of God in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. In his name, who walked upon the face of this earth in a visible physical form 2,000 years ago and healed all manner of sickness and disease. Heal this gentleman's eyes, Lord, and perform a creative miracle in his eyes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What did you say?
I can see her.
You can see her?
Yes, I can.
Isn't she pretty?
Oh, yes, she's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I don't need a mister right now.
You're not going to take the glasses?
No, I'm
right?
Not going to take them.
Well, look around here and see if you can see some more of these beautiful people out here.
Yes, I can see them.
You can see them?
Oh, yeah, way back.
Way back. He can see them way back. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Bless you. What do you use a cane? What is that for?
I had an accident.
An accident?
Yeah.
And this right hip is affected?
Yeah. And it left me kind of wobbly.
Left you kind of wobbling. Yeah. Well, do you want us to pray for that?
Oh, I just assume go the whole way.
Just assume go the whole way. All right. Well, may we have a chair by the Miller? Thank you. I'll tell you, you can't get away with this gentleman. Why don't you sit right here, sir? Praise God. And you said it's your right hip?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you just put this aside or let your wife hold it and sit all the way back in the chair, if you will, please, sir. Just pull yourself up in the lower back. That's it. Now, just relax your legs and extend your legs. And I just want to see if your legs are even or if one might happen to be short. Is that all right? All right, just relax your legs. And it appears that your right leg is about a heel short. Can you see that?
I see it.
All right. Without your glasses. He can see it without his glasses. Praise God. Well, let's just believe the Lord to heal his right hip and lengthen his right leg about a heel. Wonderful Lord Jesus, we know that divine healing belongs unto you. We know that you're the great physician. You're the miracle worker. Lord, we thank you for what you've done for this gentleman tonight. Thank you for what you've already done. Now, Lord, just give him a miracle in this right hip. Give him a miracle, Lord, in this right hip, and lengthen this right leg and strengthen him. Something's happening. Something's happening. Something's happening. Amen. 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 You know what? It was caught on the other heel. Did you feel that happen? Father, just make that hip and this leg perfectly whole by the power of God and cause him to be able to walk normally without wobbling in Jesus' name. Amen.
I don't think there's anything else.
Why don't you see how you can walk? See how you can walk. Just walk right over here. Walk right over here if you will, please. Just walk right over here. Let every step be a step of faith in Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Is that pretty good?
Oh, that's great.
God bless you.
We've seen you a lot of times. Full gospel business.
Full gospel business,
yeah.
Man. Well, bless you. Praise God. As Dr. Keller is International Director of the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship in Mississippi. And we've known Dr. and Mrs. Keller for a lot of years, too. And just appreciate the people of God. There was a lady who spoke to me this morning concerning her jaw condition. And would you like to come down at this time? And I'm going to ask you to explain again, if you will, please.
About a month ago, all of a sudden, my jaws began shifting, and I didn't have a bite, and it was hard to chew on either side, and my speech became mushy like it is now. And I had an x-ray, and the arthritis has destroyed this socket here, and it's loose and it has a spur on it. And he says there's nothing can be done for it.
It's an arthritic condition.
And it's severe pain, constantly.
Constant severe pain in this right jaw area. The x-ray, which was taken, showed that there was an arthritic condition
in his jawbone.
In the jawbone.
And this arthritic condition has destroyed the socket.
The socket has been destroyed, and the doctor said that there's a spur condition there.
Yes,
and we want to believe the Lord Jesus together to touch this dear lady and heal her of this arthritic condition of the jaw, take away the spur condition. We want to believe him to perform a creative miracle and restore the socket condition to normal by the power of God.
Yes.
Let's just believe the Lord together. And you know, sometimes when other people look at a person, they may not realize how much a person is really suffering. But the person who is suffering sometimes is really going through it. And this dear lady has a constant pain in this area. So let's just believe the Lord Jesus together. Precious Heavenly Father, we worship your name and we praise your name.
Yes, we do.
And we thank you, Lord, because you're truly eternally the same.
Yes.
And because you have an eternal love for your people. And Lord, we know that there isn't anything whatsoever that is too hard for you to do. And dear Lord, you know what the good medical doctor said after having x-rayed this right jaw concerning this arthritic condition, concerning the spur, and concerning the socket condition, the destructible effect that this condition has had on the socket. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, I ask you to touch her, Lord, as I touch her. I pray, Lord, that you shall heal her completely, this arthritic condition, and that you shall perform a creative miracle, heal that socket condition completely, take away the spur condition.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, and by the authority and by the power of the eternal Word of God, I rebuke this infirm condition called arthritis of this jaw. I command the arthritic condition to go. I rebuke the spirit of infirmity called arthritis and command it to go in Jesus' name. I rebuke the spur and command it to leave in Jesus' name. I command the pain to go in Jesus' name. And Lord, just perform a creative miracle and restore the socket condition to normal in Jesus' name. Amen.
It
what?
It sure doesn't hurt anymore. I've been free of pain and all that I have.
You mean like several days?
Oh, a couple of months.
Couple of months? You haven't been free from pain?
Uh-uh.
And you are now?
I'm free of pain.
Isn't that wonderful?
There's a tingling in my jaw.
A tingling.
A tingling.
Praise
started
God.
Right in here, just like I've had a shot for, you know, to didn't to feel you too.
Yes.
There's a tingling there just like that.
Wonderful. Let's believe you're going to be able to chew without any difficulty, that your bite's going to be all right. Praise God. Well, who's believing the Lord Jesus to heal you of something? What do you want the Lord to heal you of? Your eye? What's wrong with it? You want to just step right out here? Let's believe the Lord to touch this lady's right eye. Heal this glaucoma condition. Your both eyes, do you have glaucoma in both eyes?
I do.
You had surgery on both eyes or one eye?
Both.
Right? She only has a shadow vision condition in this right eye. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that when we do the little thing, you promise to do the big things. When we do the laying on of hands and the praying, you promise to do the healing. Lord, we know that you're the divine healer. We know that you're the one who deserves all of the praise and all of the glory. And there's none other that can do these but the true God, the God of the Holy Bible, the God of all flesh, the God of all creation. Lord Jesus, touch this lady, I pray, in your precious name. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I rebuke this glaucoma condition, each eye. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. Command the glaucoma condition to go and the vision to increase in each eye in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, by the power of the Word of God, the power of the Word of God, power of the Word of God in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, as you sit down, just continue to look around. Let's believe that God has touched you. Just continue to look around. Let's believe. All right, someone else. How about the lady here? What do you want the Lord to do for you? Digestive problem, mental, which affected your family. All right, just step right here, if you will, please. Let's believe God together. Dear Heavenly Father, we see this digestive condition which this lady has. I pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, that you shall touch her, that you shall heal her of this digestive problem. I pray, Lord, that you shall heal her of this mental condition which has run through the family. I pray that her mind shall clear up in Jesus' name. And I rebuke the invisible spiritual forces that have come against this lady, that have tried to black out her mind. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command the invisible spiritual forces to go from her in Jesus Christ's omnipotent name. Amen. You feel that your mind is clearer?
Yeah, it does feel clearer. So you have a cloud in my
yes,
mind.
Yes, yeah, I knew that you did.
Praise God.
Praise God. Just praise Him for it. All right, just stand up if you will, please. The left lower jaw has,
well,
the whole jaw
yes.
has dropped down.
I don't have any pain.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask you to cause your virtue to flow into this lady's jaw area. I ask you to heal this lower jaw completely. Lord, you know what has caused it to drop down in an abnormal manner. I pray, Lord, that thou shalt create normality in this lower jaw by the power of the living Word of God that created the worlds. Heal this jaw condition in Jesus' name. Amen. Believe it's going back in the place. Praise God. All right, the lady here. Where do you feel it mostly? Rheumatoid arthritis began in the hips, now is in all of the joints. Where are you suffering mostly right now?
It is one of the blessings which belong to the people of God who are members of the kingdom of God. And in the book of Galatians 3 and 13, the scripture saith, Galatians 3 and 13, Christ, the scripture saith, Christ hath redeemed us.
Feel it mostly. Rheumatoid arthritis began in the hips, now is in all of the joints. Where are you suffering mostly right now? In walking. All right, let's believe the Lord to. Let's believe the Lord to heal you of the rheumatoid arthritic condition. Just sit all the way back, if you will, please. Just straight back, straight in the chair, and then just relax your legs and check your legs with your knee. And see, and it appears that this right leg is short. Can you see your right leg? Dear Heavenly Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, I just ask you, Lord, to touch this lady, heal her completely of this rheumatoid arthritic condition of the hips and the hands, wherever this arthritic condition may have gone in her body. I just ask you to heal her completely. I rebuke the spirit of infirmity called rheumatoid arthritis, and I command it to come out of her hips. I command it to come out of her legs. I command it to come out of her hands and fingers. I command all the pain to go out of her legs so that she should be able to walk normally. In Jesus' name, I rebuke this infirm spirit. I command it to go in Jesus Christ's omnipotent name. I command every trace of the pain to go in Jesus' name. Power of the Word of God, I command all of this arthritic condition, rheumatoid arthritis, to come out of these hands, come out of every joint. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand up, if you will, please. I want you to walk right back here. Let every step be a step of faith. Keep your eyes right upon the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How is that? Is the pain going out of your hips? Very much reduced. How do your legs feel when you walk? Well, put your hands right there, your hips. Father, we thank you for greatly reducing the pain. I just ask you to take away every trace of the pain. The hips, in Jesus' name, by the power of the Word of God, I rebuke it and command it to go in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Gentlemen here.
That's a year and a half ago, I had an accident. I crushed my left knee and fractured my right ankle, and I have to wear a permanent brace.
Let's believe the Lord to give this gentleman a miracle in his left knee. We were just in a conference. Just have a seat, if you will, please. We were just in a conference up in Cape May Point, New Jersey, and the pastor's wife had a problem with her knee. The doctor said that it was completely deteriorated, and he didn't even know how she was walking on it. And he wanted to give her an artificial knee, and we prayed for her. And right after she was prayed for one night, all of the pain left, and whereas she had not had any line under here, it was just straight, a line began to come under there. And when we left, she was showing us how this line had been formed, and she still didn't have any pain. The Lord just gave her a creative miracle. Just sit all the way back and just relax your legs, if you will, please. And it appears that your right leg is that much short. You see that? Well, let's believe God, Father. We know that miracles do not happen because of our straining, struggling, fretting, a hard trying, but because of faith. And I thank you for a miracle of God in this gentleman's left knee. I thank you for a creative miracle. I thank you for lengthening his right leg by the power of God. Thank you for healing this left knee in Jesus' name so that he shall not have to continue to wear this brace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's no longer short. Something has happened to it. Thank God. Thank God. You felt that. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command you in firm condition to go and this knee to become perfectly normal. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Could never jump before? Well, praise God. I'm not sure what, maybe I'm too far back, but I'm getting a little static back here. Am I doing something wrong, man? Beg your pardon? I tell you, why don't you just come down to the front? And, yes, ma'am. Let's believe the Lord to create normal cartilage condition in this lady's knees. You know something? We were in a meeting with these folks 20 years ago in New Orleans, and I met a lady in, she lives in Tupelo, but I met her in Aberdeen, right out of Aberdeen, at a camp meeting. Dr. and Mrs. Keller were there, and she was healed that night in your house 20 years ago. Just come down to the front, if you will, please. Just come right down to the front. In just a little while, we're going to have our general prayer and pray for everybody. And let's be believing God. And yes, ma'am.
Mine is just left right side, sometimes in my back, kind of pinches like a nerve.
Kind of pinches like a nerve? Do you have a numbness sometimes in that? Or just hurting?
A little bit. Okay.
All right, let's move this here, if we may, please. All right, just have a seat, if you will, please. And sit all the way back. Are you hurting in that area now?
Yeah, well, so.
All right, let's, with your permission, let's just check your legs. And it appears that your left leg is sharp. Can you see that? Is that much sharp? Well, dear Heavenly Father, you know all about this right hip area, this lower back condition. Lord, I ask you to touch this dear lady. I ask you to perform a miracle in this right hip, in this lower back area. I ask you, Lord, to lengthen her left leg in Jesus' name and make her whole. And I command the infirm condition to leave this right hip and back area. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I thank you for doing it. Amen. Did you feel something happen?
I saw it.
You saw it? All right, well, stand up and check it if you will, please. Feels good. Praise God. Wonderful. 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 Come and have a seat with you. Right. After we pray for this lady, we're going to have our general prayer. Pray for everyone who may desire to be prayed for. Or perhaps there's someone that you're concerned about who's not here, and you'd like to stand up for that person. You may do that. And if you want to stand up for yourself and also for someone else, you may do that. We want to really believe God. But right now, I want us to just believe God to heal Mrs. Rhodes completely. Give her a creative miracle in both of her knees. Praise God. And it's just such a joy to see you folks after so long a time. Do your knees hurt you now?
When I walk and stand, they don't just ask, but the doctor said there's no cartilage and wants to do total knee replacement. And I just got to do it.
Yes. Yes, well, that's what we want to reach out to God for tonight and believe the Lord for. So let's all of us just reach out together and believe the Lord to perform a creative miracle and create normal cartilage condition in both of these knees and bring about normality so that when she walks that she shall not have any difficulty and that I shall not find it necessary to perform surgery. It appears that her legs are even. Dear Heavenly Father, we come into your wonderful presence even as you have invited us to do. We come by faith, and Lord, we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's that which we cannot determine with our physical senses. It has nothing to do with our physical senses. But you said it. Lord, that's why we hope. That's why we believe for it, because you have said it. Lord, I just ask you to cause your virtue to flow into each of these knees tonight. Perform a creative miracle. Create a normal cartilage condition in these knees. In the precious name, the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered those cruel stripes of cruelty, those cruel stripes to be inflicted upon his precious back. In Jesus' name, by the power of the eternal Word of God, the power of the Word of God that created this vast universe, brought everything into existence. And Lord, you said that if we should say to the mountain, if we should say to the condition, and we should not doubt in our heart, but we should believe that that thing which we say shall come to pass, shall come to pass. And I thank you, Lord, for a creative miracle in these knees. I thank you for creating a normal cartilage condition in Jesus' name and causing these knees to become perfectly normal by the power of God. We praise you for it. We thank you for it. We believe you for it tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for touching these knees and creating normality. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Holy Mashe, we praise you, Lord. We praise you. Glory to God. We praise you. 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 We praise your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Christ of Nazareth, bless your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord, for a creative miracle. Thank you, Lord, for replacing the cartilage that is deteriorated in the knees and causing the knees to become perfectly normal for the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. You said when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stand up, if you will, please. You felt something happen, didn't you?
They hurt and just pulled like this. I get cartilage going in there. And they got real hot from here to here.
Yes, just stand up.
They still are really hurting from it, but I mean, I mentioned that as part of the healing.
I want to see you walk a little fast over here.
They still hurt some, but I really believe that's part of the healing. I really believe it is. Because they just pull. This bone pulled this way and this and that way.
Praise God.
Praise God. I'm just believing it is a creative miracle.
Amen. I didn't know. I thought maybe you wanted to run down the aisle or something like that.
I haven't run for 20 years.
Well, this will be the first time in 20 years you've run. Praise God. All right, right at this time, we're going to have our general prayer, and I'm going to ask those who want to be prayed for, either for yourself or for someone else, or perhaps for both, to just stand up, if you will, please, all over the audience. And as you stand up, if you'd like to, why don't you just touch the part of your body which is affected, or the part, the general area, either the part or the general area. And if you're standing up for someone who's not here, why don't you just touch the part of your body or the general area where the individual for whom you may be standing is suffering. And after this prayer, we want to really believe God together. Believe God. Reach out together and believe God. And after this prayer, we're just going to check and find out how many people have already been able to determine that you have been healed or that there has been a change in your condition. Let's just believe God together. Right at this time, precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your wonderful presence. We thank you, Lord, because you're everything that the Holy Bible declares you to be. And thank you, Lord, because there is absolutely nothing whatsoever that is impossible with God. We know that you're the God of all flesh. We know that you're the God of creative miracles. We know, Lord, that you can create and bring about that which needs to be created. Lord, I just ask you to heal the sinus condition. I ask you to heal people's eyes. I ask you to heal people's nerves. I ask you to heal people's ears and restore the hearing. Lord, touch the spine. Take away the arthritic condition. Cause hernias to go. Cause tumors to go. Cause growths to go. Heal the stomach. Heal the bladder. Heal the colon. Lord, heal the part of the body, whatever it may be, that is affected. In Jesus' precious name, touch the jaws. Lord, heal the jaw condition. Heal the teeth. Heal the gums. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, take the elements, dear Lord, and form fillings and fill up the cavities in people's teeth. Restore the teeth in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Lord, if bone is deteriorated or bone has been surgically removed or something has been surgically removed, I just ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to create and restore that which has been surgically removed or that which is deteriorated in the individual's physical body. Perform a miraculous change. Heal that female condition by the mighty power of God in the precious holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, I rebuke sickness. I rebuke disease. I rebuke spirits of infirmity. I rebuke the invisible spiritual forces that oppress people and cause nervousness and cause fear and doubt and worry. I command that power to be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I take authority over it. I charge it to leave in Jesus' name for the glory of God. Lord, we just praise you and we thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for what you're doing all over this audience, throughout this audience, Lord. Let's praise God and thank him together. Thank him for touching you. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord of heaven and earth. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done and what you're doing, Lord. Thank you for those who have been healed and those who are in the process of being healed. In Jesus' name, Lord, we praise you for it. We love you for it. We thank you for it. Bless your holy name. Glory to your mighty name. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, Lamb of God. Praise your Lord. Praise your Lord. Praise your Lord. Praise your Lord. Praise you for bringing deliverance, Lord. Praise you for bringing healing. Praise you for producing, Lord, and bringing about the miraculous, the creative miracles of God. In Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you, we thank you, we praise you, we praise you. Thank you for taking away that hernia condition. In Jesus Christ, omnipotent name, glory to God. Heal that shoulder condition. Heal that ovary condition. Heal that neck condition. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to do this, if you will, please. Just check yourself. And if you can determine a change, if you can tell a difference in your condition, just raise your hand, if you will, please. If you can determine a change. All right. One here. One way back here. One here. Yes. If you can tell a change since you've come into the meeting tonight. Yes. A gentleman over here. Yes, a lady here, a gentleman here, a lady here, a lady here, a lady here. Praise God, praise God. Anyone else, you can tell a difference already. Just check yourself, if you will, please. And if you can determine a difference, just raise your hand. Thank God, thank God, thank God. All right. Yes, a gentleman here. Yes, praise God. Now, may I ask you to do this, please? Those who have been able to tell a change, whether you were prayed for or whether you were just sitting in the meeting or whether you stood up in the general prayer, but you can tell a change, would you please remain standing and the other folks be seated just for a little while? If you can tell a change, would you please just remain standing? The Lord said, I will deliver thee. And then he said, thou shalt glorify me. And I'm going to ask our brother here, what change can you tell?
But I don't feel anything.
Praise God. Wonderful. Wonderful. Isn't that wonderful? What a wonderful Lord we serve. Yes, ma'am. arthritis and stiffness in the knees, but they don't hurt right now. Praise God. Let's believe they're not going to hurt anymore. The gentleman here.
I can hear.
Wonderful. The lady here. Yes, we didn't pray for the arthritis, but I didn't have to. The Lord is the healer, isn't he? Wonderful. The lady here. Great. The lady here. Praise God. Messages in the omnipotent name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command the nasal passages to open up. The stuff in us to go in Jesus' name.
Clear.
Thank God. They're clear. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, He's wonderful, isn't He? The Lord Jesus is wonderful, isn't He? That's why that happened, because the Lord Jesus is here. He's the one that causes things to happen, isn't He? Amen? And don't we love Him? Don't we praise Him? Thank God. That's what He wants us to do. The Lord just spoke to me concerning a person here tonight who's been bothered with a choking condition. And this, you have a choking condition, and your sinuses have something to do with that. Is that you? How long have you had that condition? Many years? All right, tonight's your night to be healed by the power of God. I will tell you something else. Your heart is affected. Did you know that? You knew that it was affected. All right, well, God's going to touch your heart also tonight. Well, isn't He wonderful? Praise God. Dear Heavenly Father, precious Lord, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, You're so wonderful, Lord. It is such a great privilege, Lord, to be able to come into your dear presence and call upon Your name and reach out unto Thee, Lord. And we thank You, Lord, because these wonderful blessings did not come about without a tremendous price, the greatest price that could have been paid. Lord, I thank You for touching this dear lady and healing her, Lord, of this choking condition and the sinus condition and the heart condition.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com or LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.